is SB Nation Radio.
The next generation of sports radio.
Hit me the hunter. We are the hunter. We are the hunter. Anybody who wants to is out here. The hunter.
You're listening to the Sports King.
The wait is over. It's here now. It's game time. You know what it is.
Here are your hosts, Hot Rod Johnson and Mean Gene, the Sports Machine.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Sports Kings NFL Weekly Countdown Show right here on SB Nation Radio. I am your host, Mean Gene, the Sports Machine, and we are live in our SB Nation Radio studios in Houston, Texas. And I am joined to my left by the man who is always up to something. Why is this camera in my face? Please welcome to the show, Hot Rod Johnson.
What's going on, Mean Gene? How you doing this morning?
Hey, Rod, I'm doing great, man. You know it's an early, early Sunday morning. We are the first to talk NFL football today. That's why I'm excited.
I'm going to go ahead and tell you something. The nightlife of Houston, Texas is not your best friend when you have a show at 5 a.m. in the morning.
Yeah, Rod, I was going to talk to you about that after the show because, you know, I suspended you a couple of years ago for your behavior. And I don't even want to tell SB Nation Radio family all of our business, but you were suspended, and we'll talk about that, Rod.
Say hello to all of our friends on Facebook Live.
Right? Facebook Live, good morning to you folks as well. We are the Sports Kings once again, brought to you by ONFX.com, ONFX.com. You can put together a fabulous professional business website at an affordable price. All you have to do is hit my guys up, ONFX.com. We have a jam-packed show today. As a matter of fact, folks, it is week one. Officially week one got started Thursday night between the Broncos and the Panthers. That was a rematch of Super Bowl 50, and later on in the show, we should have Dustin Pfeiffer join us to talk about that game. As you know, Dustin is a contributor to the Sports Kings, and we'll talk about what happened, what didn't happen with Cam Newton and all of that stuff. But for the most part, we got a jam-packed show. We got 13 Sunday games today. We got two Monday night games, and man, I'm ready to talk about this stuff.
It's almost an overdose. I
mean, it is an overdose. Not to mention, overdose is the amount of TVs we're looking at right now on this board. And exciting.
Exciting. So now we're able to talk NFL right now while we're trying to catch up on some of the college games we missed on yesterday. It was over some almost major upsets.
College football is competing with the NFL. Yes. The first couple of weeks of college football has been fabulous. So, hey, let's not forget, folks, today is Sunday, September 11, 2016. We all know what happened 15 years ago to this great nation of ours. And NFL teams all around the league today will be doing something special. As a matter of fact, we got a note from the NFL. I want to go ahead and share this with you guys. Today, the National Football League and its clubs will commemorate the 15th anniversary of September 11, 2001, during the games today. The NFL will feature special tributes to honor those who lost their lives and share inspirational messages of hope, unity, and community service and engagement. All of that's going to happen today. You will hear messages from President Barack Obama and former President George W. Bush. As a matter of fact, President Bush will be at the Dallas Giants game, and he's going to be joined by two New York Police Department officers who were first responders at the 9/11.
Yeah, it's going to be a very special day down in Dallas to have those responders there with them. But it's going to be special everywhere. And, you know, it's going to be, like you said, some NFL is going to go all out. But can you believe it was just 15 years ago. I say just 15 years ago, and my heart still goes out to those families that lost their loved ones during that tragedy, but it was 15 years ago. It still feels like yesterday.
Yeah,
you know, and, I know. And I'm hoping this is something that we will never, ever have to go through again, and I'm quite sure the way that the United States is protecting us, I know in our military, they're protecting us. I definitely know we won't go through this again, but it's just... It still leaves me speechless at times, Gene.
It does, and I'm just glad. And I knew when I saw the schedule that the season would be starting officially on September 11th, I'm like, wow, and 15 years is going to take us all back. Everybody has always asked, what were you doing? Where were you at? And I think we all remember.
Right.
So it's going to be a great day, for our nation to look back on this, and I'm so happy that the NFL is taking action on this. So speaking of action, how about this? Start of the season, one game underway Thursday night. We'll get into that. But how about the new coaches in the NFL? There's always something new going on. We got a couple of new coaches that's going to be kicking off today, and Adam Gase, Hugh Jackson. Got Chip Kelly with Chip the Kelly. 49ers, Dirk Koetter with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
I think he's
Ben McAdoo.
I think he's going to be my man crush of the year.
Who's that? Dirk. Chip Kelly?
Dirk. No.
Oh, Dirk.
No.
Dirk. Well, hey, Dirk has a pretty good team to work with. So you got Ben McAdoo replacing Tom Coughlin. Man, we just thought we would be talking about a Tom Coughlin.
You know what?
It's crazy not to be talking about
Tom. It honestly just dawned on me when you just
Coughlin
said that.
Tom
Coughlin would not be there.
He's not the coach, wow. Yeah. But and Ben McAdoo, he was the offensive coordinator, so he takes over. How about this? Mike Mularkey gets another chance. He's going to be your head coach in Tennessee, and Doug Peterson is coaching the Philadelphia Eagles. So you got
And the New York Jets have a new defensive coordinator.
And who would that be, Rod?
Whatever. Don't even. Well, get me
if you bring it up, you got to have to tell everybody. You know. Well, while you looking that up, that's fine.
No, I know who it is.
Oh, you know who it is? I mean, are you teasing me or the audience?
I'm teasing both of you guys. Everyone.
Well, I give up. So tell the audience.
You know, it's one of those Ryan brothers again, the ones who just continue to.
With the Buffalo Bills, you meant?
What did I say?
I'm sorry. Said the Jets.
I meant the Buffalo Bills.
Okay, so no wonder you threw me off. Well, I do know who the guy is if you're talking about the Buffalo Bills. The Buffalo Bills. You and the Ryan brothers got a little bit of history as far as
– No, we don't have history.
Well, no, you got negative history because you don't like Rex Ryan.
Well,
and it's well known.
Well, they don't know me, so it's not like have history with me. I just, you know, don't care for them as coaches.
Okay. All right, well, that's fine. Well, I'll tell you what. How about this? Every year there's always changes in the NFL, and there's a couple of changes that you should be aware of. And that is the new rules. They got the chop block rule. All chop blocks now are illegal, Rod, no matter how much you used to cheer for those when they happened in the league.
No, I never cheered for it.
Okay, then they got this unsportsmanlike conduct rule. Okay, so a player that is penalized twice in the same game for certain types of unsportsmanlike conduct, like throwing a punch and all that kind of stuff. So they're going to get you out. And the horse collar rule, which we – knew that was going to get a little bit a better look at. So, and then touchback. So for the 2016 season, after a touchback resulting from a kickoff or a safety kick, the ball will be placed at the receiving team's 25-yard line. So you've already seen this stuff in the preseason if you watch every preseason game like I did. But nevertheless, man, it's all here, Rod. The NFL season is here. And what were you going to say?
No, I'm just saying, let's get it started.
Well, we're going to get it started. And you know what? September 11th, 2016, one game in particular everyone is going to be watching, and we'll cover that game a little bit later. It's the Seahawks. The Seahawks will be home today, right, Rod?
Yes, they will be home.
Against the Miami Dolphins.
Right.
And it was reported on Twitter by one of the Seahawks players that they would probably sit down during the national anthem. That has since changed, and the information coming out of Seattle now tells us that the team will interlock arms and stand united, but they will stand during the national anthem.
I'm not understanding it. Is this a show of unity to support what Kaepernick is doing, or to show up Kaepernick? Or I don't understand. Standing in unity, I get it. I mean, September 11th, I think everyone in the NFL will be standing in unity. So I'm not understanding the choice of – if they were to sit down, okay, it's clear to say that they're on Kaepernick's side and they're supporting what Kaepernick is doing or saying. But I'm not understanding. I'm still at a little bit of a loss on what's the end game in doing what they're doing.
Well, it's support. I guess it's support of Kaepernick. I mean, we saw in the Thursday night game between the Panthers and the – Broncos that Brandon Marshall did not stand. He took a knee during the national anthem, and of course he lost the sponsor in the process. Mm-hmm. But I believe Bobby Wagner had stated that, okay, not one player is going to take a knee during the national anthem. If one player is going to do it, we're all going to do it. And I'm certain once that got out on Twitter that they all might take a knee, then I'm almost certain that Paul Allen, their owner, and everyone got together and just said, hey, you know, do something different. You can't do this on September 11th. I know.
Exactly.
Right. So that's what they decided to do. So anyway, we have gotten through our first segment. This is going to be a fast-moving show. I can already tell. Franklin's moving us along mighty quick here. So anyway, folks, grab your coffee like Mean Gene is getting ready to do here. You're listening to the Sports Kings NFL Weekly Countdown Show with Hot Rod Johnson, Mean Gene, right here on SB Nation Radio.
You're listening to the Sports Kings on SB Nation Radio. Here are your hosts, Hot Rod Johnson and Mean Gene, the Sports Kings.
So here we go with the 50-yard field goal try for the lead. 9 seconds left. Denver leads by one. Carolina with Graham Gano, a seven-year veteran. The ball will be down in the far hash on the grass at the 40. A 50-yard field goal try. Holding is Andy Lee. The snap is high, put down. The right-footed kick is up and over, and it is no good. Denver is going to win it.
Folks, we are back once again. You are listening to the Sports Kings NFL Weekly Countdown Show here on SB Nation Radio. Me, Gene, Hot Rod Johnson. And need we say any more as
the
what
NFL
happened?
Season has officially started. Me and Gene, I was watching that game. And, you know, I was fighting that sleep bug. That sleep bug monster was on my back, Mean Gene. So when he like Cam drove him down, got the, you know, got the hands to the face call, got the first down, and Cam was driving him down. Gene, I actually turned the television. I said, oh, they won this. I actually turned the television off, rolled over, and went to bed. Woke up that next morning, and I could not believe that Graham missed that field goal. And he's a very consistent field goal.
I passed on him as a fantasy kicker, by the way, and rightfully so. Wow. But, yeah, season got underway, folks. Thursday night it was the Carolina Panthers losing to the Denver Broncos 21-20. And what a night it was as Trevor Siemian. Not Mark Sanchez, not Colin Kaepernick, not Peyton Manning. Trevor Siemian comes back as the Denver quarterback and leads them to victory. And it was a crushing loss to the Panthers because this was a rematch, Rod. Mm-hmm. I mean, me and you even said on last week's show that it wasn't even going to be close.
Yeah.
And it was a different game for Carolina. Because they played very well, but not well enough. We're going to talk about those.
And the main reason that we thought that it would be a blowout game in Denver, you know, in favor of Carolina was because of Trevor Siemian.
Exactly.
Because of the quarterback play or the lack thereof.
And the defense of Carolina.
And the defense of Carolina. We gave the defense too much credit, but we got to give it up. We didn't give
Denver's defense enough credit.
Well, we gave them credit, but I just didn't give the rookie out of Northwestern, Mr. Siemian, enough credit. Yes, he had a decent game, Mean Gene, but he managed that game very well. 18 of 26, 178 yards, one touchdown, two interceptions. Mm-hmm. But he was very consistent. He was poised.
Poised, big time.
He was very poised to be a rookie starting at home for the Super Bowl champions.
In charge.
Yeah, he was in charge of that game. I like what I saw, and I see why. Yeah. Mark Sanchez is now in Dallas.
And you see why Gary Kubiak is the coach.
Yes.
Because unlike Peyton Manning, this guy will play into that system that Kubiak is trying to implement there. Well, how about C.J. Anderson? Good Lord. I don't know who had him in the fantasy leagues, but C.J. Anderson did very well.
20 carries, 92 yards, one touchdown. Broke out a run for 28 yards.
Yeah, big run. And so did Von Miller and Aqib Talib, who people had questions about whether or not he would be 100% healthy. But let's talk about Cam Newton, and let's talk about how many hits this guy took in that game. And let's talk about calls that were made and calls that were not made. And is Cam Newton one of those quarterbacks that just will not get that call from an NFL official?
Yes, he is. He is. And unfortunately, it's simply because of, not for the obvious reasons that people, you know, that I've been hearing in the news or people been hitting us on Twitter, on our Facebook page talking about, Cam Newton is a very big guy. Cam Newton will not run out of bounds. Cam Newton will take a hit and look at you and keep going. He reminds me of Steve McNair. You know, I'm being from Mississippi, going to a SWAC school, watching Steve McNair from freshman to senior to always in the NFL, mm-hmm. Steve McNair would not run out of bounds. Steve McNair would give you a hit. You're trying to give him a hit, he would take your hit and then give you something back. Mm-hmm. And that's Cam Newton. And the referees see that. Now, will the referees be more aware next week going into his game? Yes, because I'm quite sure some of those headshots that was talked about in their meetings. But will he always get the benefit of the doubt that he's going to run out of bounds in a flag? No, he's not.
Speaking of being aware.
Because a defensive player should not give up on Cam.
Right, because you don't know what he's going to do.
Exactly.
He's going to turn into a running back or whatever he's going to turn into. So being aware.
He had 11 carries for 54 yards on top of his 194 yards passing.
So. Right. So were you aware that this guy, Cam Newton, has not received a roughing the passer call since 2014?
Wow, really?
Yeah. Yeah, that's true.
Wow, really? Well, okay.
So what they're saying in Carolina is that this guy cannot get a break. He cannot get a call. But you just explained why. One of the reasons why he can't get the call, because he didn't have any problems running Thursday night.
No.
But I tell you what, now let's look at the flip side of this. NFL has been preaching concussions and this and that. And, you know, everyone saw the movie and all of that stuff. So this guy got hit so hard on that one play late in the game, and his bell got rung pretty loud. And the question that I had was, wow, are they not going to take him out of the game because he needs to go through this new concussion protocol? Well, I was told that he did go through a quick protocol, and as a matter of fact, he took four different tests, you know, at the game, on the plane, bus ride back, and once he got back to Charlotte. So according to, you know, the Carolina Panthers, they did follow the protocol, the concussion protocol.
Well, you bring up a great point, and back to what I was saying earlier, everyone will be on heightened alert during their next game. I'm quite sure the NFL has had a conversation with the referees. The NFL has had a conversation with the Carolina Panthers. Hey, we didn't see you guys you need to take more action on this guy.
Because he didn't come off the field.
He didn't come off
the field. And that's what we normally see.
Yeah. Yeah, you're gonna see a totally different way that game is officiated when their next game. And I'm sorry, I don't know who they play the next game, but you're gonna see a total different.
I think so.
Officiating crew, not crew, but the way it's officiated, because they're gonna start protecting Cam.
And I think the Carolina Panthers may have been thinking like everybody else that, hey, okay, they play on Thursday night, so that means what, they got 10 days before their next game, so there's plenty of time. He would have cleared the protocol anyway,
right?
Thank goodness, because of the schedule. But we didn't see him come off the field. And I was expecting, you know, you got to protect your quarterback, because he took some hits.
Yeah.
When he didn't get up on that one hit, I figured, okay, wow, this guy must really, you know, be feeling it. So anyway.
And their next game is at home against San Francisco. So I would definitely be watching that game just to see how the officiating goes with that.
But
one thing that concerns me about this game, me and Gene, you're looking at Carolina. Cam Newton was 18 of 33. 18 completions, correct?
Right.
That's what that means. Me and Gene, 13 of them were to two people.
Yeah.
Kevin Benjamin, glad to see him back.
Glad
That's
going to
definitely
back.
Add to that wide receiver. He was 6 catches for 91 yards, and then Greg Olsen, his favorite target.
That was it. No Ted Ginn, I thought.
One catch,
you know,
5 yards. Then he had a one run for 20 yards.
And I don't think anyone expected Kevin Benjamin to play as long as he did, because reports stated that he would play just a little bit. This guy was a big factor to the game.
12 targets. 12 targets on Thursday night.
Speaking of a target, that is a big boy.
That's a big boy. He would definitely help this team going forward. It's definitely a bonus. That's the reason why I picked him to go back to the Super Bowl, because he is back on this team and gives them, you know, Devin Funchess. I still believe in that kid. He's going to have a great season as well.
So. Yeah, and I thought that they would just kind of fool somebody for the most part, because I knew everyone was going to key in on Benjamin. But, man, they had no problems. When you saw the mismatch that he had, you didn't have a choice but to hit him with the ball.
Right.
Yeah, no doubt. So, anyway, folks, hey, another segment under the belt here. Hot Rod Johnson, Mean Gene, the Sports Machine, folks. We will get into all 13 games played today. Our picks coming up soon here, folks. You're listening to the Sports Kings NFL Weekly Countdown Show right here on SB Nation Radio.
Johnson and Mean Gene, the Sports Machine.
Ooh, Are we doing a sports talk show?
No, this is a concert.
Oh, my
goodness.
I mean,
one thing you got to know, being a graduate of Jackson State University, this is one of our most famous songs that the band plays at all time. It feels like I'm at a Jackson State game right now.
Well, what do y'all play when you lose a game? It's a different song.
Let's not worry about that right now.
All right, folks.
Backstabber.
The Sports Kings NFL Weekly Countdown Show continues here on the SB Nation Radio Network. Franklin jamming. Franklin needs to be a DJ. We got to put him on the wheels of stilts. Anyway, Sports Kings NFL Weekly Countdown Show. You know what, folks? You can find us. You can find us on social media. You can go ahead and follow us on Twitter. My handle is at Sports Kings, and you can catch Rod at YSK Rod.
YSK Rod.
And you can also like our Facebook page. It's SB Nation Radio Sports Kings. Just go right out there, and there's a ton of information out there as we are very active here now that the 2016 NFL season is here. So, speaking of season, 2016 NFL season, next weekend, the Sports Kings, we're taking it on the road. We're going to be all over the country this year. We're going to be in Los Angeles next weekend. We're going to do a special promo watch party, Los Angeles Rams watch party. The Rams will play their first home game in Los Angeles in over 20-something years. It's going to be the Rams versus Seahawks. We are going to be at Zendejas's. It's a Mexican restaurant, sports bar, and grill, San Dimas, California. That's going to be Sunday noontime. We'll be there. Myself and Nicole Key. Nicole Key is a contributor to the Sports Kings as well. She'll be there with me, Rod, to kick this thing off. And Tony Zendejas, the former L.A. Rams kicker, will be in the house with us. So we're looking forward to that.
Should be a nice time. Me and Gene, you forgot to invite me, but, you know, I guess Nicole would definitely do fantastic.
You cool. Nicole looks a whole lot better than you.
Oh, okay.
Cool. Yeah, it's going to be cool. Yes. And hey, let's jump into this, man. We got 13 here today, so let's start with this first one. Tampa Bay Buccaneers, Dirk Koetter will make his first NFL head coaching debut with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. They face the Atlanta Falcons. Who you got?
Me and Gene, like I said earlier, Dirk is probably going to be my new NFL man crush of the year. I like what he's going to do with Tampa Bay, what he did with the offense last year. Do you know he turned around and had Jameis Winston, a rookie quarterback throwing for over 4,000 yards last year, over 20-plus touchdowns, plus 5 rushing touchdowns. He's only going to get better. Jameis has lost a lot of weight. Mm-hmm. I like what Tampa Bay is going to do. I think I'm going with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers this year. Doug Martin, you're going to see him bounce back from a lax year last year.
Big target, Mike Evans.
Yeah, and you know, the Falcons, I think they're still going to be a good team. Dwight Freeney is going to help them out on defense, but I think they still need some help. I'm going with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
I'm going with the Buccaneers as well. Next game we have is going to be the Buffalo Bills at the Baltimore Ravens. Tyrod Taylor, LeSean McCoy, Sammy Watkins for Buffalo, and the Ravens are trying to do a little bit better than that 5-11 record last year. Who you got?
I'm going with Buffalo. I'm not sure what's going on, and you know, with the Ravens right now, they don't look this solid. I mean, you still look at a shell of that defense because you're looking for Ray Lewis out there in that dominant defense that he once had. Justin Forsett was cut, then he was brought back. He's going to be the starter, but of course, he's going to share time today as well. Tyrod Taylor, 3,000 yards passing last year. You still got McCoy, Sammy Watkins over 1,000 yards receiving. I'm going with the Buffalo Bills.
Believe it or not, are you cheating off my picks here? I'm going with Buffalo. But you know what? I was a little bit, you know, puzzled about Justin Forsett being released, and then they brought him back. I don't know if that was money or whatever.
I think it was the money. Yeah, I think it was money.
I think so as well. But I'm going with Buffalo to win this game. The next one, ooh, how about this right here in the great city of Houston, Texas, who will host Super Bowl 51. It's the Chicago Bears at the Houston Texans. And let's see here. We got some good stuff here. We got Brock Osweiler. Mm-hmm. We got Lamar Miller. Mm-hmm. We got DeAndre Hopkins. That is the three-headed monster on offense for the Texans. Bears, I don't know. Jeremy Langford, was that last year? Was that a fluke or what? So what? Who you got?
We'll find out whether it was a fluke. But you're looking at the Texans who own this series 3-0. Bill O'Brien, first time going against John Fox. But the Houston Texans as a squad, they've won the last three, of course. I'm going with the Houston Texans. I like what they've actually done with, you know, in the offseason with these pickups. DeAndre Hopkins, he has a phenomenal receiving core to help him out this year. To me, he was still the NFL MVP last year with 5, 6, 7, 8 different quarterbacks that he had last year. And he still, you know, had a phenomenal year as far as with receiving. Adding Will Fuller, adding Braxton Miller is only going to complement his game. I'm going with the Houston Texans.
Yeah, I'm going with Houston as well.
Don't forget about JJ.
I saw them, yeah, in the preseason. Don't forget about J.J. and Jadeveon Clowney.
I don't even know.
I mean, come on. I mean, their defense is going to be a killer. But, yeah, I got the Texans as well. Next game, we have the Green Bay Packers at the Jacksonville Jaguars. People are saying the Jaguars had the best draft in the NFL. But will that be enough to take care of the Green Bay Packers?
I don't know, Mean Gene. Blake Bortles, after passing for a franchise record 4,442 yards with 35 touchdowns. In that receiving core, he has probably in the top five of receiving cores with Allen Hurns and Allen Robinson in the NFL. I don't think it's going to be enough for Green Bay. I mean, I like what Jacksonville is doing with on the defensive side of the ball. They're building a great defense. They're building a great team down in Jacksonville. But I think they're going to take an L today.
Yeah. I will pick the Green Bay Packers as well. The next game we have.
Real quick, Jordy Nelson. You feel Jordy Nelson is going to make a difference today? He's coming back from the ACL.
Yeah, well, if it's anything like Kelvin Benjamin, I don't know. Right, I mean, you just never can tell. Didn't expect to see what I saw out of him Thursday night. Right. San Diego Chargers at the Kansas City Chiefs. And the Chiefs have won the past four games here. Chiefs coming off a playoff appearance last year. Who you got?
Chiefs actually lead this series 56-54-1. I am going with – wow, this is a toss-up game.
Toss-up?
I'm going with the
– Andy Reid.
Yeah, I'm going with Kansas City.
Okay. Simply because I needed to help you with that one.
Okay. Simply because they're at home, I'm going with the Kansas City Chiefs.
All right, cool. I'm picking the Chiefs as well. I think all our picks are the same here so far. All right, the next one. This is where we might separate here. The Oakland Raiders at the New Orleans Saints here. The Raiders, I tell you what, No, I'm looking at Derek Carr, Latavius Murray, Amari Cooper. This is a team that we just said last week would be the surprise team of the NFL. Yep. So it has to start today, and I'm going with Oakland.
Sean Payton is 2-0 against Jack Del Rio. The Saints have won four of the last five games going up against the Raiders. You're looking at Drew Brees. I'm still kind of skeptical of the Saints' running game. Mark Ingram led the team last year in rushing with only 769 yards. Brandon Cooks over 1,100 yards receiving last year. They're in the Superdome, Mean Gene. It's the first game of the season. I'm going with the New Orleans Saints.
Okay, I knew we would probably separate on this one. Because
I think your love for that silver and black is starting
to show. No, it's not that. It's just that, tell me, what have the Saints done defensively? I mean, they went out and got Kobe Fleener, which is what? I mean, to just replace Jimmy Graham. No, I think the Raiders are going to win this game. And I think it needs to start. If we're going to say that the Raiders is going to be one of the most improved teams, then it has to start today. The next game, the Cincinnati Bengals at the New York Football Jets.
J-E-T-S, Jets.
Matt Forte now.
Matt Forte is in New York. New York has won three of the last four games against the Cincinnati Bengals. They're at home in New York. You're looking at Ryan Fitzpatrick. It was kind of shaky because you thought Geno was going to take that game at some point. But I am going with the New York Jets in an upset. This may be my upset alert for the week. I'm going with the New York Jets over Cincinnati.
I don't have it as an upset, but it could be. You know, like you said, Fitzpatrick coming back, that was huge. Mm-hmm. I'm going with the Jets as well. Next one we have here, Cleveland Browns at the Philadelphia Eagles. Robert Griffin III is with the Cleveland Browns.
Cleveland leads this series 31-16-1. I don't think Carson Wentz is ready for the NFL just yet. And for him to be thrown in this game right now, Hugh Jackson making his... I'm going with the Cleveland Browns in this.
I'm going with the Browns as well, folks. Hey, that's going to wrap up another segment, folks. Once again, you're listening to the Hot Rod Johnson, Mean Gene, the Sports Machine, getting you ready for the start of the season, folks. We'll be right back after the break.
Hey!
You're listening to the Sports Kings on SB Nation Radio. Here are your hosts, Hot Rod Johnson and Mean Gene, the Sports Machine.
From the six, they fake the screen, hand off Peterson. Left side has a hole and runs off Ha Ha Clinton Dix into the end zone. Touchdown, Vikings. Fireworks explode beyond the end zone to our
wow, Adrian Peterson.
And it's 19-12.
Get out of here. Folks, we are back once again. This is the Sports Kings NFL Weekly Countdown Show in our final segment. Hot Rod Johnson, Mean Gene, SB Nation Radio. Well, so you hear the song.
Yes.
And you just heard the cut.
Yes.
So, and you know we're getting ready to talk about the Minnesota Vikings and the Tennessee Titans.
Is that superstitious?
Maybe for Teddy Bridgewater. I don't know.
Prayers and thoughts still go out to Teddy Bridgewater with the awful injury that he had. But I like what Minnesota did. They know that they are close to going to a Super Bowl and going far in these playoffs. So they went out. They gave up a lot to me for Sam Bradford. Mm-hmm. But it's something that they had to do. Something that they had to do. I don't blame them for it. And they want to move forward.
So who wins this game today between the Vikings and the Titans? You got a brand new head coach, Mike Mularkey, with Tennessee. Mm-hmm. Marcus Mariota is entering his second year in the NFL. Your DeMarco Murray now is running the ball, as well as the rookie from Alabama, Derrick Henry. So who do you got?
Minnesota Vikings.
Okay.
You still got an Adrian Peterson-led team. Sam Bradford being back there, he's poised. You have to go with Minnesota.
I'm going with the Tennessee Titans. Next game, we have the Miami Dolphins at the Seattle Seahawks. It's not going to be a controversial game now that we know what might take place. First game for new head coach Adam Gase for the Dolphins. Who do you have?
I'm going with the Seattle Seahawks. I mean, you're looking at the often injured Arian Foster, who I didn't think would be starting. He's actually starting today. They're going up against a Seattle defense playing at home. That 12th man will be very, very loud. Seattle.
I'm going with Seattle as well. Next game we have
Thomas Rawls making his debut as a starter.
Rawls takes over for the Beast.
And wait, did you hear that there's rumors floating?
That he might, you know, we got to talk about that next year. I heard something. Anyway, next game, the New York Giants will open up at the Dallas Cowboys. Who do you have here?
Me and Gene, I would love to see Dak Prescott. And, you know, like I told you last week, I honestly think Tony Romo, and I hate to say it because I'm a Romo advocate, Romo may have played his last game with the Dallas Cowboys because I think the combination of Dak Prescott as well as Ezekiel, that's the Cowboys' future. And if Dak can go in and produce this game, especially this game, or produce these games while Romo is out, it's going to be rough for Romo coming back. But with all that being said, it's still a lot of immaturity on that offensive side. And on that defensive side, I think Eli is going to have a field day. I know you got Odell Beckham and Sterling Sharp, but you got to look at the other receivers that the defense won't be able to account for. Mm-hmm. I'm going with the New York Giants simply because of Dallas's defense.
I'm going with the Dallas Cowboys. If Dak can continue to do, the Giants spent a lot of money. I don't know if it's going to pan off. Dallas needs to get this win under this rookie's belt. So going with the Cowboys. Next game, Detroit Lions at the Indianapolis Colts. We should see Andrew Luck, Frank Gore, T.Y. Hilton, and the normal usual suspects there. So I'm going with the Colts.
I am actually going with the Detroit Lions in this one, me and Gene. The Colts' offensive line is not where they used to be. They gave up a lot of sacks during the preseason. I like the things that the Detroit Lions with their new offensive coordinator has done. Matthew Stafford is going to have a phenomenal year this year. Believe me when I tell you that. I'm going to Detroit Lions in an upset.
Okay, how about this one? Ooh, Sunday night game on NBC. We got the New England Patriots at the Arizona Cardinals. Cardinals coming off an NFC championship game, thrashing by the Carolina Panthers. No Tom Brady in this game. Jimmy Garoppolo will take the helm, and he's got LeGarrette Blount. And I believe there's no Rod Gronkowski.
No Rod. He didn't even make the flight over.
Yeah.
And you're looking at Carson Palmer, who's going to continue on that 4,600 yards passing he had last year. I'm taking Arizona at home.
All right. And, you know, NFL has done this two Monday night football games for the longest. So if you are a football fan, you're going to have a long night tomorrow night. First game kicks off between the Pittsburgh Steelers at the Washington Redskins. Who you got, Rod?
This will be the highest scoring game of the weekend, Mean Gene. Trust me when I tell you, Pittsburgh's offense, we all know what they're capable of doing with Brown and with Roethlisberger. D'Angelo Williams will have a phenomenal game. But Pittsburgh's defense is just as suspect as the Dallas Cowboys' defense. Kirk Cousins, Pierre Garçon, Jordan Reed, these guys are going to have a good game. I'm going with Pittsburgh in a close one. And I'm thinking it's going to be like 42-38.
I'm going with Pittsburgh, but you're right. Washington's defense is a little bit better right now than the Steelers. Mm-hmm. I mean, you got Kerrigan and you got Josh Norman. This Josh Norman, Antonio Brown matchup.
It's going to be one to look for. But I think with Pittsburgh passing the ball the way they do, they're going to put some points on the board.
And the last Monday night game will be the West Coast game. The Los Angeles Rams. The Los Angeles Rams. That's right. That's what I said. At the San Francisco 49ers. So who do you have in this one?
Todd Gurley, named the 2015 Offensive Player Rookie of the Year last year. He led the NFL rookies with over 1,100 yards rushing, over 10 touchdowns. Mean Gene, I'm saying all that. Case Keenan will be the quarterback, will be the starter. This is going to be a good game. Chip Kelly makes his debut with San Francisco. Of course, we know all the fanfare. Blaine Gabbert? Yeah, is not the answer. And yeah. I think.
Well, apparently Colin Kaepernick wasn't either.
Well, I think that has a lot to do with, you know, his stance and what was going on. There was no way that he was still going to be the starter. I'm going with the Rams to win their first game, not back in L.A., but
on the road.
On the road.
In the division.
They're back in L.A., but on the road. But I think the Rams are going to win. But we're going to talk next week. You know, I love some Jeff Fisher.
Yeah.
He has yet to be a proven winner in L.A. yet.
Well, I tell you what, we'll find out, folks. Hey, we hope you have enjoyed all of our picks here on week one of the National Football League. Want to thank our producers, Franklin and Mike Pearson, for stopping by and checking in on us. Folks, we'll be back next week. You're listening to Sports Kings NFL Weekly Countdown Show here on SB Nation Radio. Mean Gene, Hot Rod, we are out.